It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
And thank you for listening once again to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company, AAAroofingCompany.com for more information on them, and also 21ology.com, website management and marketing consulting. About all you have to say for this past week in sports, simply Tyler Trent, the young man with terminal cancer who inspired a football team, a university, a state, a nation, really, as the Boilermaker fan attended that game and the Boilermakers pulled off the shocker. Saturday night with Tyler in attendance, Purdue beat Ohio State 49-20. Improbable, not impossible, obviously. Tyler, a Purdue student until his illness forced him home to Carmel, fought incredible odds to just be there to witness the win that he predicted. Late in the game, Tyler spoke with ESPN's Tom Rinaldi.
Unexplainable. That's Boilermaker spirit right there.
When you were dreaming of trying to get here, fighting through what you've been through over the last weeks, how did you envision this night playing out?
Not like this, honestly. Honestly, as a really good football team, and I knew we had a chance, but I didn't think it was going to be 42-20, that's for sure.
You texted me during the fourth quarter that you could barely breathe. Why?
I was holding my breath. Ohio State always has a chance. You can't give them any breathing room. That's why. I was holding my breath. Didn't want them to come back and beat us.
For everyone watching now, let them know, Tyler, what's a Boilermaker?
Apparently me, according to David Blau, but a Boilermaker is the team that won on the field this evening is made up of Boilermakers. That's what Boilermakers are, right there.
Congratulations on a great win, the one that you foresaw and few other people did. I know you're headed to the locker room. I know you're going to enjoy that. Great win.
Thank you.
Guys, boiler up.
You know it. Boiler up, hammer down.
Boiler up, hammer down, indeed. God bless you, Tyler Trent, and God bless your family. I know really what happened in the rest of the week in sports really doesn't matter. And again, our prayers are with Tyler and his family. Elsewhere, some things did happen. Marion won again. The Knights appear unstoppable in their quest to win another national title in football. They beat 10th-ranked Concordia 48-17 last week. They're home again, not until November 10th. High school football, Cathedral wins again. They won the opening sectional game. They square off with Roncalli this Friday. A lot of matchups between local schools that we've been talking about all year here on Catholic Sports Weekly. So Cathedral plays Roncalli. Chittard beat Ritter. Chittard moves on to play Rushville. And then Brebeuf goes to Guerin Catholic this week. So we have Brebeuf, Guerin Catholic playing on Friday night. That's a rematch of the Week 8 game that was won 41-10 by Brebeuf. And Cecina beat Centerville 42-2, and they take on Heritage Christian on Friday. Ott Hurley's bunch now 9-1. And let's say hi to the head coach, Ott Hurley. Coach, another great season, and now you're one step closer to the ultimate goal, right, Coach?
That's right, yeah. We've had a real good season, and kids are working hard and getting better every week, so hopefully that can continue.
Now, that game against Centerville, was I right? That was the final 42-2?
Yeah.
So you got your defense, again, stepped up big, and you had one little burp somewhere where they got 2 points. Because, I don't know what happened there. I didn't see the game, but
it was a safety. We threw a screen pass in our end zone, and three guys missed one of theirs, and you know, we blocked the one kid. It could have been a 98-yard touchdown. Instead, we don't block him, and it's a safety. So
well, you had to have something to get on the kids about, I think, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Your team has just been – that's kind of not quite that lopsided, but you've had your offense – this is a really well-balanced Cecina team this year, maybe one of your more well-balanced, where you really have a good defensive team and your offense has been able to put some points on the board. I think you had a 50-point game one time throughout the season. Am I right in that this is about as balanced as you've had as far as offensively and defensively?
Yeah, it is. We got a very explosive offense. Our quarterback's a Division I quarterback. Mm-hmm. And we've got two or three Division I receivers in my mind. And then defensively, they just play real hard, and they just keep coming at you. And our defensive line's not very big. I think the biggest kid on the front four is 180 pounds. So.
Wow.
But they just keep coming at you, and they play relentlessly, and that's what you got to do defensively.
Yeah, well, I know these kids, of course, weren't on this program, but you were the coach of the Cecina teams that got to the state championship game twice, back to back years, back in what I think was it 11 and 12, I think, back to back years, and you lost the state championship game. I know for you. That's probably always a motivator for the program, for the alumni. They want to see Cecina get back in this situation and win one. And you're saying, okay, Will, don't get ahead of us. We got a sectional game next. But
yeah,
that's part of the program, right? You guys, you build with that tradition.
Well, we always hope to get back there. But I told the kids last night, I said, you know, everybody wants to look past this week's game, and if you do that, you're going to find yourself watching the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Heritage Christian's got a decent team. They're good. And they can throw that ball, too, and score some points. So we've got a lot to prepare for this week in practice.
Yeah, I'm talking with Ott Hurley, head coach of Cecina. They're 9-1. They've won one sectional game. Need to win, what, two more to win the sectional. That's the way this is a three. This is a three-game sectional, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and then after that, of course, regional semi-state, and then on down the road. But tell me about this matchup with Heritage Christian. I think they play a pretty good schedule, and so this is a team that will come in here thinking they can win just like you guys do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely they do. And for the freshman running back is lightning fast. We've got to keep him corralled. You know, he ran away from the Sheridan kid. He just saw a little hole, and all of a sudden he was through it in their secondary, and then outran everybody. So
yeah,
we've got to keep him corralled. And then they got a big 6'5" receiver that they like to throw to, and that's going to be a challenge to our 5'8" secondary. You know, But that's why you have a week of practice to prepare.
Yeah. Well, you're in your 27th year at this school, at Cecina, 29th year overall coaching. What do you like about this particular team, just the character of the kids? Not so much about, you know, how great a kid is on the field or whatever, but I'm sure you've got some high-character kids, as Cecina typically does. And what do you like about this bunch?
Just what you said. They are high-character. They get along with each other, and they – you know, they just play football hard, and then when we're done with practice, they enjoy each other's company. But on the field, they get after each other.
Yeah. I know you were on this show with me last year, and we talk a lot about the faith and what an element that is at Cecina. Nothing's changed in that department. I mean, faith first is really what it's about over there. And how do you keep that going over 27 years?
Well, I don't think it's me. I think it's the teachers in general and all the assistant coaches. And you know, it's like Dylan said, it's a team effort in that aspect. And, you know, they see it in every class they're in, and they sit in the hallways, and all the interactions they have with their teachers, that just builds upon that.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough. I was able to – oh, I had a little speaking engagement where I talked to some of the student body, some of the student athletes. And I could sense it in the room that the kids really care about each other. And you said that is your team as well. But that's really a school trait, isn't it? It seems like there's a real – they just seem to pick each other up, and there's people, they really love the faith, but they just really like each other, and that shows, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, and it makes it enjoyable to be here, you know, you know, it makes it fun to be here to teach and coach and, you know, be around those kids.
Yeah. Well, go get them this week. You guys take on Heritage Christian. Is this a home game?
Yes, it is. We play at Ron Colley.
Yep, so you guys will play at Ron Colley Friday night at around 7 o'clock, I would assume. 7 o'clock kick?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thank you so very much, and congratulations on just another great season, and just keep clicking them off, right? That's what you have to do, one game at a time.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Will. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Odd Hurley, head coach of Cecina, as they get ready to move on in the sectional draw. And that'll wrap up this part of Catholic Sports Weekly. We're going to take a break. We're right back after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com. As an informed Catholic voter, it's important that you do your part to see that the types of leaders we need in office get into office. Early voting for the general election is available now through November 5th. Make your vote count. You don't have to wait till the last minute when something could pop up that would keep you from getting to the polls. You can vote right now if you choose. You can see a comparison of the Republican and Democratic Party platforms at www.votinginfo.net.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company and Elam USA, elamusa.com, environmental specialists. Well, congratulations to the Cathedral Girls soccer team. They were on our show last week. They were getting ready for the Semi-State, and they got the victory. The Irish beat Evansville Memorial 1-0 to advance to the state championship game, and they play South Bend St. Joseph this Saturday. It'll be 1 o'clock over at Carroll Stadium on the IUPUI campus. And it's my pleasure to welcome head coach Mark Behringer. Coach, congratulations. A big win, and here you are on the doorstep. Isn't that special?
No, it's really special. First, thanks again for having me on the show. Glad that I'm back on the show. And it was really special. Quite a challenge for the girls to go down to Evansville, make that long trip, and take on the defending champion and number one ranked team in the state, and come out with a victory and have a chance this weekend to play for a state championship.
Well, I would imagine, even though there's so much on the line, there's so much at stake. I mean, you get a chance to win the state championship. There's probably a little bit of, okay, we gotta forget how we beat the number one team. We gotta forget and stop reading the headlines about how great we are because we beat Evansville Memorial, and we got to settle down and play one more. Is there a little bit of that you have to kind of corral as far as the emotions?
Yeah, well, there'll be all kinds of emotions, Will. There'll be people, there'll be students and young athletes that are kind of struggling maybe with thinking that way. There'll be other ones that'll be extremely anxious. We'll have to calm down. We talk with the girls about there needing to be a healthy balance between excitement and nervousness, because it's a really big deal, and yet it should be an exciting time, an exciting opportunity in their lives that they don't want to miss either.
Yeah. You said Jennifer Utzinger was the goal that got scored, the one goal for you guys in the semi-state game. But really, the story was your defense, right? I mean, your defense just stepped up and responded. And we were talking a little bit offline. How difficult that is to hold like an Evansville Memorial out of the net the whole game. That's a tough order, but you guys pulled it off.
Well, the girls really did a fantastic job. Starting with our goalkeeper Sophia Saucerman, who I can't say enough about. She's a senior and made, gosh, two or three just fantastic saves to keep the ball out of the net. But of course, it's actually a whole team, whole team's job to defend. Our back line played extremely well, as they have been throughout the postseason. And you're right. I mean, it was when Memorial came in. They had two players in particular between them who I think had scored 49 goals this season already.
Wow.
They had really been the kind of team that it would be particularly difficult to get a shot out. As coaches, we thought to win the match, in fact, that we probably have to win it something like 2-1,
yeah,
because it would be so difficult to get a shutout.
We're talking with Mark Behringer, head coach of the Cathedral Girls soccer team. They take on South Bend St. Joseph this Saturday at IUPUI at 1 o'clock. You're hoping for a big turnout, I'm sure, of Cathedral Irish fans, and there's no better way to finish the season than try to win the championship, right?
That's right. The Cathedral travels pretty well. Now, we won't have to go far this time, thank goodness, but our fans are wonderful. The student body comes out and supports all the different activities so very well. And so we suspect that we'll probably have a pretty good crew out there screaming and shouting for the girls on Saturday.
Well, good luck, Coach. Go get them. You want to do one last shout-out to your senior class?
Oh, that would be great. In fact, I could just really quickly list them off for you. Seniors this year are Zoe Oakes, Sophia Saucerman, Jennifer Utzinger, Sydney Manley, Olivia Carrico, Hallie McHugh, Kaylee Lofton, Zoe Oakes, again, she's on here twice because she plays in the goal and on the field, Grace Kolevsky, Emma Doyle, Grace Brenton, Nicole Mason, and Montgomery Odell. Those 12 ladies have led the way all year long, and now they really get to have a lot of fun by playing in the last match of the season.
All right. Well, congratulations on the journey, and let the journey go. Well, you've got one more game either way, but go get it. Go get one more, right?
Thanks, Will. That's what we're hoping for.
That's Mark Behringer, head coach of the Cathedral Girls soccer team. And, of course, we wish the Irish all the best of luck as they take on South Bend St. Joseph. That game, 1 o'clock Saturday at IUPUI. Now, let's say hi to Toby Stark from Stark Consulting Group. Toby, how are you doing?
Hi, Will. I am great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I know the Stark Consulting Group, what you're doing is helping amateur sport groups that really throughout the United States kind of navigate the Safe Sport Authorization Act of 2017. It was signed into law in February, and now you've got a company, a business that's really trying to help really amateur sports, youth sports, parents, the kids, the coaches, everybody involved try to understand what this is all about. And that's a tough job, Toby. You're taking on another tough challenge.
It's so important, though. And, you know, this new federal law that's focusing on athlete safety, you know, child sexual abuse prevention in amateur sports is so important because, you know, there's some startling and sad statistics. You know, 1 in 10 children are sexually abused by their 18th birthday. And 90% of those kids are abused by someone they know, love, and trust. And, you know, when we look at youth-serving organizations, you know, youth sports is not a separate category. And it's so important that these travel teams, these, you know, amateur sports organizations, set up their child protection policies and procedures and their training to really be doing all they can to protect our kids. Because these are kids playing sports. They're not athletes who are kids, and we just can never forget that.
Yeah, and I know you and I were talking the other day, and really I think what the difference now is that, yeah, it was always sort of recommended. It was always sort of part of the procedure with these youth groups and youth teams and travel groups that, you know, you really need to make sure that you're on board with, the you know, with safety as far as this kind of, I guess, part of the situation. But now the difference is it's the law. It's the law since February that they have to have compliance, right? There's a required compliance that they have to undertake now.
Well, you are spot on. What used to be considered best practices in youth protection is now federal law. You know, there is now a federal law on the books that requires amateur sports organizations that compete in interstate or international competition, which, if you think about it, is virtually every travel team in America, they are now required by federal law to have policies and procedures to prevent child sexual abuse. They are required by federal law to train their staff. They are required by federal law to report known or suspected abuse to law enforcement within 24 hours. They're also required to have training available to parents and to athletes in an age-appropriate way. And, you know, if you think about it, folks who are running these travel teams, these amateur sports organizations, already have their hands full. Mm-hmm. I mean, already have so much to do. And that's really where I want to be able to step in and help and say, hey, you continue to do what you do best, and you run this really successful travel team, sports organization. Let me come in and help you get into compliance with this federal law, because there's really no more, do you want to do this? There's really no more, do you think this is the right thing to do? We're at a point in our country where this is now required by federal law. So, you know, we've got to get on board and do our work here to protect our kids.
Well, and a lot of what you do, we're talking with Toby Stark with Stark Consulting Group. Your website is what again? What's the website call letters?
It is starkcg.net. And okay. That's Stark, S as in Sam, T as in tomato, A-R-K, C as in consulting, G as in group. .net.
Yeah, so remember the .net, starkcg.net. And if people go there, really what you're trying to help, maybe someone listening to this show, a grandparent or a mom or a dad, learn how to ask the right questions so that the group that their team, their kid's involved with is doing this, right? I mean, that's, you can help them find the right questions to ask.
Oh my goodness, yes. You know, the fact of the matter is parents and guardians really need to be advocating and looking out for their kids with any youth-serving organization. And if somebody goes to my website, they as a parent or guardian will see some questions that they should be asking every single youth organization that their child is involved in, including the youth sports. Because while we certainly want to reach the folks who are running these travel teams, so few of them know about this federal law. And
yeah.
So a new responsibility is coming to parents to ask the right questions and not be afraid to ask the right questions. You know, I think sometimes we get scared that we're going to be labeled that parent. And, you know, there's no longer that parent. We, you know, we just all have to work together to get these teams in compliance with the federal law.
Yeah, well, ultimately, in the end, what they're doing is helping their child's program. They're helping the league. And hey, a lot of this really stems from what happened with USA Gymnastics. Bottom line, isn't it? I mean, that was such a groundbreaking, sad case that I think the federal government said we've got to do something. Am I right or wrong on that?
Well, you never know what the exact impetus is, but, you know, what's going on with USA Gymnastics is such a tragic but important reminder that, you know, our kids are kids who are playing sports. They're not athletes who are kids. And it's such a tragic and important reminder that, you know, no matter what the reputation of the team is, no matter what the reputation of the coach is or the doctor or the whatever, you know, child protection is child protection. Nobody should get a gimme. Nobody should get a walk because of their prominence or their reputation. And so, you know, USA Gymnastics certainly is not alone in this situation, but it has been a very visible reminder to parents that we do have to step up and we do have to ask the right questions. We can't be afraid to advocate for our kids. And it is really okay if we have expectations of the organization that our kids are involved in. It's absolutely okay.
Toby Stark at Stark Consulting Group. It's starkcg.net for more information. And I think an important piece of all this is the training that you guys offer. That's where it really kind of starts, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people first have to be educated that this is, in fact, an issue. But then they have to be trained on how they can be part of the solution, because it's true. Every single person can be part of the solution. And we offer training for a travel team's staff on what the law is, recognizing boundary violations, recognizing possible abuse. But, you know, we have to be really comprehensive. We've got to kind of wrap a blanket of protection around our kids. So we also provide training for parents on how to prevent child sexual abuse. And then as appropriate, you know, body safety messages for the kids that, hey, in this organization, an adult is not allowed to be around one-on-one with you. Hey, in this organization, when we travel, these are the rules. Because we need to empower. We need to educate and empower employees, parents, and our kiddos so that people know what to do, what to ask, what to say, and know that it is okay to do that. They're not going to be labeled, you know, that parent, or they're not going to be indicating that they have a problem if they provide this training. It's really quite the opposite. They're showing how important athlete protection is.
Well, Toby, thank you for your passion. I met you when you were the executive director at Chaucy's Place, and you really have a passion for protecting our kids, and thank you for doing that.
Well, it is a true honor to work with people like you who help support these efforts and help, you know, spread the good word of what we're doing.
So again, go through the website again so everybody knows it.
It is starkcg.net. And hopefully that will have all the information on the law, the training, questions to ask. And if not, certainly reach out to me. Happy to help in any way I can.
All right, Toby, thank you, and good luck on this, really what is a new venture, but the continuation of your personal journey to help the kids. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Will.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're back with the final edition of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this.
Remember, you can always hear Catholic Radio Indy loud and clear on your cell phone simply by dialing either 641-552-5881 or 605-562-9822.
This show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. Well, thanks to, this is a jam-packed show this week, huh? All kinds of guests. You can be a guest on this show. Just hit me with an email if you want to, Will with one L, W-I-L, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. I do want to thank Ott Hurley, Mark Beringer, and Toby Stark all for being on our show this week. Thank you for being part of Catholic Sports Weekly. And I didn't even mention, the Colts did win last week. I think you know that by now. And they play the Raiders this week. Question mark is Adam Vinatieri. He has a groin injury, and we'll see what happens with him as he chases the record of the all-time leading scorer in the NFL. Well, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.